Proclamation number 5428, dated the July 4th, 1952. Forgive us our trespasses. Single quote. Forgive each other as I forgive you. You humans still let enmity reign far too often. You are still unable to love your enemies and forgive their sin. You are still angry with them and don't wish them well. Even if you wish them no evil, you don't exercise patience and are quick-tempered if you are being offended, and are therefore still far from living as followers of Jesus. Love has not yet become powerful enough in you as to leave no further room for hostile thoughts. You don't see the brother in your neighbor, otherwise you would forgive him and not take the offense quite so seriously. And yet I am supposed to forgive you your trespasses. After all, you act just as hostile towards me, otherwise you would be without guilt. My love for you is greater than great, and your sincere prayer for forgiveness of your sin will release you from it. And yet, if you want to achieve my forgiveness, I require you to fulfill the condition that you, too, will forgive those who trespass against you. I expect this because you should, after all, firmly resolve not to sin again, and in order to make this resolve you must also love your neighbor who has sinned against you. You should love your neighbor as yourself. You should not hold any sin against him, for every hostile thought is unsuitable to awaken reciprocated love, whereas the love you give to your enemy will also awaken positive feelings in him. Every unpleasant thought towards a person is picked up by evil forces and transferred onto the latter, and this cannot have any good results because evil only ever begets evil and therefore only evil will be returned, which rapidly increases the strength of evil and thus is a negative effect. You, however, should meet evil with kindness in order to weaken and change evil into good. You should transmit positive thoughts and wish even to your enemies only good, because thereby you disperse evil forces, because good thoughts have a redeeming effect, thus they pacify resentment and hatred, awaken positive feelings in turn and are even capable of changing an enemy into a friend, because strength of love always has a positive effect. Therefore you shall only find my forgiveness if you have also forgiven your debtors, for how can I possibly show you clemency if you still judge harshly and have enemies because you maintain the enmity yourselves? If my love forgives you your trespasses, then your love should also make allowances. Think kindly of your enemies, forgive those who have offended you, and always let the love in you be the judge. And this will surely want to forgive, for wherever love exists no feelings of hatred and vengeance can prevail. Where love exists, that is where I am myself, and I truly don't judge unkindly. I forgive you your trespasses as you forgive those who trespass against you. Amen.